This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Don't miss a minute. And of course, the Yankees, Guardians, Red Sox coming. It's going to be fun. Don't miss a minute of The Fan, because we're going to have everything on all of it for you with all the latest breaking news during your workday, or if you're out on the go. You can stream us at 923thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 923 The Fan. Tommy Tighe for the Miami Heat Radio Network is going to join us in less than 20 minutes. We'll talk to Ed McCaffrey, former Broncos wide receiver, obviously father of Christian and Luke, and we're going to talk to him about the draft coming up, and then John Schumann at 1 o'clock, NBA.com. We talked a little bit about what's going on with the Browns and the draft as we get set for Thursday night's draft, where the Browns have the number 2 pick. So let's take one more phone call on that real quick. Brian is in Independence. Hi, Brian.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, real quick, Travis Hunter, I saw what probably most fans have seen, just stuff on YouTube. I cannot profess to have been following Colorado, but any concerns about his weight and being able to support run as a cornerback?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's valid, but corners aren't that big.
No, the average NFL cornerback is 5'11", 193.
Denzel Ward is 5'11", 190. Mm-hmm. And Hunter is 6 foot 188. So he's basically Denzel size.
But 188... the beginning of the year, I believe he went down to 175 during the season. Is that not accurate?
Yeah, no, I read that story too. So, somewhere along the line, we weren't there with a
needs
scale.
Needs to come hang with us, Brian.
Yeah, really. I mean, we could, but I mean, you know, we tried to tell Tristan McKenzie you need to put in.
What is that? Cheeseburgers, but that's a cheeseburger.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Cheeseburger. Lyle, love it. Love it.
Thank you. I was thinking more Jimmy Buffett.
Brian.
Let's get to Tristan McKenzie here in a second, because I do want to talk about that. I got to ask you. This is a 3-minute story. We'll do this real quick.
Oh, good.
It's a youth sports corner. Ready?
Oh, good.
It's not that bad.
Can't get enough of those.
All right. You're the parent of a kid who is a high school sophomore, right? And you're in a state that doesn't have NIL. Someone approaches your kid from another state in NIL and offers you...
Why are you so hung up on high school NIL?
Because it's real and it's coming here, and they need to do something about it before it becomes a problem. That's why. And here's your problem, right? You want to listen to this or no? You're looking away.
Well, I don't have a choice.
You're disgusted.
You have
by
an
this.
Open microphone.
That's
and I'm
true.
Paid to sit here and listen to you babble.
Well, good. Dan, you're more than welcome to listen to this too.
I'll just put music in cue.
Oh, would you
good
stop?
Good idea, Dano.
I hate both of you.
Got any stones?
I just hate both of you. Fine, I'll just talk to everybody that wants to listen. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and you for the next few hours here. We'll have fun. Anyway, Jeff, someone comes up to you and says, hey, your kid is an elite athlete. You're a high school sophomore. Next year, why don't you come on across the border, and we're going to give you $750,000. We're going to give you $750,000 to take NIL in another state to go play high school athletics, football in particular. Thoughts? What would you do?
Depends. What kind of parent do you want to be?
Oh, is it on you? What if the kid says, of course I want to go?
Kid's a minor.
Of course I want to go.
Yep. Well, your mother and I care to raise you the way we want you raised. Not the way Mr. and Mrs. Flabeats. We're going to let you live in their basement, want you to be raised.
Well, you'd never make it as a hockey parent, but that's okay.
Well, that's fine.
That's, I mean, that the whole billeting started at $750,000. Would you do it, Dan? Would you do it? Would you let your kid leave?
Would you sell your kid?
You're not selling your kid, man. You make it. That's not a horrible way to look at it. Dan, your kid's a five-star sophomore.
Well, who's the one making these ratings? You know, they pull these ratings out of the sky all over the place. Who's the people even in charge of it? I can't even believe we do this. Why do we trust these people who have these ratings anyhow? Who's doing it? Just some jerk in his basement, nothing better to do? Who knows if he's a five-star?
That's pretty good.
Great point.
Yeah,
great point. I thought that was well done. Yeah. That was well done.
Look,
who's he? Were you imitating someone?
I certainly understand the money aspect of it. I do. That's serious. You know, you could set your kid up for life, unless you wanted to, you know, dupe your kid over and keep the cash for yourself. I think it comes down to how do you want to raise your family and how do you want to raise your kid.
And how do you think most future families are going to approach this? I think they take the money down the road.
I would hope not.
I would think most families would take the cash.
Well, maybe that's part of what's wrong with our society.
So forget youth sports quarter. It's ethics quarter on Baskin and Phelps. There's a kid from Alabama that's just went through this.
With
Cameron,
a banjo on his knee?
No. Oh. Cameron Pritchett is his name. He declined $750,000 in NIL as a sophomore to go to another school. He's a four-star defensive end at
Thompson
High School.
Maybe he loves his parents and he loves living at home and he wants to be raised by his family. And he thinks there's money down the road. And if not, I'm going to get an education and go get a job and have a wonderful life.
I think as a senior, he could probably get $1.5 million in a different state. That's probably what's going to happen here.
Not everybody chases the money, Andy.
Jeff, I wish I would believe that. I don't. Not anymore. Not with transfer portal and all these other things going on. You know,
well, that's different. That's college.
If you're an 18-year-old as a senior in high school, or you're an 18-year-old.
He's a sophomore, didn't you?
This kid's a sophomore, but you're talking
15 years old.
Well, there are 17-year-olds in college.
Maybe he should be
too.
Raised by his parents. That's more than 3 minutes. We got to move on.
Oh, no. Now I'm going to take this to the end of the segment because you're getting aggravated by the whole thing. Tristan McKenzie, were you surprised they let him go yesterday? You're welcome.
I was disappointed they let him go, and not because they let him go. Man, we thought we had something there, didn't we? You thought you had a frontline starting pitcher, and you did at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, I think the injury and the fact that he probably should have had surgery, don't you think, makes a difference?
Well, he have had surgery?
Well, right now he's looking for work, so maybe the answer is within the question.
I think you're correct. He probably should have had surgery.
I don't think they wanted to do it by any means, you know. I mean, he was designated for assignment, you know?
You know the other thing that's funny about Tristan?
And he's a first rounder. It's not like they mistakes.
Absolutely, man. And I think it's fair to say they didn't make a mistake. The guy got injured. And then the guy chose a different course of action to repair his injury. He went with time and no surgery. That apparently hasn't worked for him.
Well, what they have 7 days now. They got to trade him or place him on outright waivers, right? And then if nothing happens, if he clears waivers, they can send him back to Columbus.
I think Tristan is an example of, and it's a cautionary tale, to use a cliche.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's 6'5", and he's 165 pounds. We all know how skinny he is, and we all saw how hard he threw and the torque it put on his body. The human body's not designed for that. I mean, it's just not. And that's, you know, that's a problem. And I think that, you know, he pitched a lot for a couple of years, right? What did he make, 24 and 30 starts for the Guardians in 21 and 22 when he was a young guy, and has not been the same pitcher since. He threw 191 innings. Back in the day, that's not a big deal. But he doesn't have the build to throw 191 innings. At least you thought, does he have the build? Well, it turns out maybe he didn't. And, you know, I can't say they abused him. I don't think they did. They just put him in the starting rotation and let him pitch, right?
Yes.
And then he chose a different course of action. And he's not been the same pitcher since. And that's a shame. And, you know, like when you see a guy like tonight's starter, Tanner Bibee, who early on said, yep, I'll take your guaranteed money. Thanks. I'll take your money. How can you go wrong there? You know what I mean?
No. I this is the part that I find super interesting. I didn't realize he is the second longest, was the second longest tenured player in the organization, only behind Jose Ramirez. That's insane.
That's something. Well, he was drafted out of high school.
Yeah, 2015 draft.
And he's going to be 28 coming up. My hope is this. He clears waivers. Somehow they don't trade him or whatever, and he accepts an assignment to AAA.
Do they have any place in Columbus that can, you know, help him put a little weight on?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm almost at the point now where I kind of...
Lots of pizza shops.
It's too bad they couldn't
but
have put...
But you don't need to fatten him up. You need to just thicken him up weight and muscle.
I think it would have been interesting to... If they would have... I mean, could he still do surgery? I mean, is that...
Well, yeah, he can, but guess what?
He's got to pay for it himself, right?
Well, I don't know.
He doesn't have a team now.
I don't know the particulars on that. I do know this. If he has Tommy John surgery right now, forget the rest of this year, and maybe forget all of next year, and he becomes Matthew Boyd, and he goes out and he has to, you know, hey, I'm gonna throw. How many teams want to come watch? I mean, he's got a lot of time to salvage his career, but he'll be 28 later this summer. That's not necessarily young for a guy who hasn't really nailed it yet in the major leagues.
And the question with him, too, is how healed is the ligament now?
Right.
How much of what is taking place is mental?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You know, how much of it is when I do this, it hurts, or it did hurt. And so that's why I stopped doing it. How much of it is all of those kind of things that just can't be fixed straight out with surgery? And how much of it honestly falls into the case of these bad habits are all compounded on top of each other? And maybe someone else gets a hold of the guy and can get through to him.
But what team always seems to be the team that gets through to these guys? Like, we're
the
great
Cleveland
at
Guardians.
That. We're absolutely great at that.
Yeah.
Right. And there are, it's like everything in this world. There are places that are really, really good with that stuff. And sometimes just hearing a different set of ears, all of us, or a different voice in your ears makes sense and gets through to you and changes stuff. Like, maybe the Rays look into them. Maybe the Brewers look into them. Maybe the San Francisco Giants look into them. Maybe the Mariners look into him. Like, there are other places that have turned into really good places with pitching that maybe just having a different message coming into his head might help. It's not an insult to the organization if a different message is what's taking place.
What I would definitely do if I were Tristan McKenzie, I'd go see two or three of the most, and I'm sure he's already seen some already. I'd go see two or three of the
doctor
best elbow specialists in the country and get a consensus. Hey, is my elbow messed up enough that I need surgery? And you know, is it or isn't it? And if they say no, it's healed. Well, if it didn't heal properly, Andy, on its own, and he wants to continue playing baseball, and that's a big if. you know, does he want to keep going through this, or has he had enough? Then go have the surgery and take your best chance.
All right, I have 60 seconds, and you know I'm going back to that other story here for 1 second. Would you let your kid take that $750,000? Daryl in Cleveland, go, Daryl. How are you, man? Daryl. Oh, it worked out too perfect, and now he's not there. Hi, Daryl. We hear you going on in the background. Daryl, are you there? Oh, Daryl, you had your chance.
He's making egg salad.
He was going to take the money. He said he would let his kid go for $750,000. My phone's blowing up, too.
Don't put words in his mouth.
It said it right there on the screen. I'd let my kid go for $750,000.
Maybe he changed his mind after further consideration.
Changed his mind. Don't put words in people's
Bill
mouths.
Bill and Parma was going to chime in. We had a big, massive conversation that we'll have to have somewhere down the road. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's talk about the Cavs. Now, that's something I want to get into, especially with tomorrow night's game against Miami. I also want to get into the Guardians and Yankees a little bit more as we talk about the series itself. And really, what are we learning about this team as we, you know, get, I don't know, what are we, 25 games into the season at this point? So right there. Plus, Ed McCaffrey is going to join us, former Broncos wide receiver, father of Christian and Luke. He'll join us and John Schumann at 1 o'clock. It's all straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.